Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brooks in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. And today's snippet in particular is sponsored by Ruthie and Eliezer Stern in memory of her mother, Gertrude Wallach, Augusta Bas Rabbi Yosef HaKohen, whose Yeret site is today. We last left off, V'chulam Poschem Espiyam Gdushu of Tara, talked about the notion that the davening does not describe that the malachim, the angels, that they spoke or they praised God with the Gdushu of Tara, but that they opened their mouths. Even the very decision of when and how to open our mouth, when to speak and when to be silent, that decision should be made through the prism, Bikdushu of a Tahara, which should determine whether we speak or whether we remain silent, is our quest, is our aspiration for holiness and for purity. Bishira of a Zimra, that we explain Shira words, Zimra is a niggun without words, and that Jewish music has to be Bikdushu of a Tahara. Even our music, even that which moves and stirs the soul, the music and melodies we listen to should be like the angels, Bekdusha Uva Tahara. So we continue, Mavorcha Meshalchem Farim, Umaritzim Akdishon Amlichim. What are these angels doing? Kulam Ahuvim, they all get along. There's no competitiveness. They each know they have a unique shlichus. They have a unique mission and purpose for which they are here. Berurim, they have clarity. Giborim, they don't give in to temptation. They're not distracted or deterred. They're focused on what they're here to do. And what is it they're here to do, Bekdusha Uva Tahara? With holiness and purity, what they're here to do, like what we are here to do, and the way in which we are meant to live our lives, is that our entire lives, all the decisions we make, our thought, our speech, and our actions, are mevorachim, mishalchim, mefarim, maritzim, makdishim, mamlichim. That we bless, and we praise, and we glorify, and we revere, and we sanctify, and we are mamlichim. We coronate, we declare the sovereignty of, and then we conclude the next sentence that we get into, Hashem, Akel, Melech, and so on. Why do we list this litany of synonyms? Why do we list all these different descriptions of the way in which we praise Hashem? So first of all, I'll tell you an interesting rokeach. The rokeach writes, "Hamalachim mishabchem b'shisha shvachim," that the angels, as lofty and as great, as superior as they are, they don't have free will, they don't give in to temptation, they're omdim, we just described in the davening, they're omdim, we are mahalchim, they stand still, but we are constantly in movement. As great as they are, they praise Hashem in six different ways. And therefore, in Kedusha, we say, Mavorchem, Meshabchem, Mefarim, Maritzim, Akdishin, and Mamlichim. These are the six different expressions in which they're able to capture their love, their praise, the way they glorify Hashem. V'ilu Yisrael Mosifin Ot Shevach Echad, says the Rokeach, but the Jewish people, we think the angels are greater or superior. We, in fact, have a seventh. As the Pasuk says, B'knaf Ha'aretz Miro Shamanu, Shalaret yesh knaf nosaf, shevach nosaf, heichan matzinu zayin shvachim. So says the Rokeach, where do we see? This is the angel's formula. This is the angel's text. They have six words to praise God. We surpass them with a seventh. What are our seven words? Hamalachim omrim baruch shen kvod malchusol yolam v'ed, shisha shvachim. V'ilu Yisrael omrim, yehei shmei rabba, shehem zayin shvachim. Sheyesh b'shevach zeh zayin tevos. Yehei shmei rabba has seven words. And when we answer Kaddish, and we answer Yehishmei Rabba, that Hashem's name should be made great, that His glory should fill the universe, that everyone should be drawn to Him and to see His goodness, when we answer Yehishmei Rabba b'kol kocho, then in fact we even surpass the angels who are limited to those six. Those six are a language of riboy and shefa. It's overwhelming. It's overflowing praise of Hashem, of His manifestation in this world and in our lives. Rav Chaim Friedlander in the Sefer Inas Chaim points out that the word Makdishim sounds like the word Kedusha usually means Kodesh, is Muvdol Umufrash, separate, apart, distinct, distinguished, unrelatable, inaccessible. It describes a God who is at a distance to us. We can't connect, we can't see, we can't feel. So we go from Makdishim, but then we say Mamlichim. And says Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Inas Chaim, that Mamlichim sounds like He's our King. He's involved in our lives. He has dominion and providence over us. He's aware. He says it's a steer, it's a contradiction. Which is it? Makdishin or Mamlichim? Is He Mufrash Umuvdol? Is He inaccessible, far away, unrelatable? Or is He the Melech? Is He the King who knows about and who cares about and who's involved with me? He says the beauty of what these angels are singing and praising is that it's a combination of the two. He says, Mitzad Hashem, from God's perspective, it's Makdishim. He's Muktash, He's Muvdol and Mufrash. He's apart, He's separate. He's inaccessible, unrelatable. He's categorically different than anything we know or can know. But mitzad us, from our perspective, from our experience here on earth, mamlichim, he is our melech, he is our king. He's involved in, he cares about, and he rules over our lives. We know what all these words mean. Mevorchim is to bless, meshabchim, praise, mefarim, to glorify, makdishim, to sanctify, mamlichim, to coronate. But the word ma'aritzim, with an ayin, ma'aritzim, many of you have been saying this for many decades. What does the word ma'aritzim mean? I'm not going to call on anyone, don't worry, I'm not going to embarrass you. What is the word ma'aritzim? In this litany, this list of ways the angels are praising Hashem, what is ma'aritzim? So Rav Avraham ben Agra writes that ma'aritzim is to be mafkir gufo towards an adam. Ma'aritzim means when a person surrenders, when they submit, when they conform, when they concede to another. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ma'aritzim means to totally and utterly submit. So there's a form of praise which recognizes the greatness with admiration, with awe, with reverence. And there's a form of praise which simply means, I'm so in awe that there is no me independent of you. I don't have an identity outside of you. My whole life is to be an agent, an ambassador, a messenger. I'm here on shlichus to fulfill your will. And therefore my entire life and all the choices I make in it are a form of praising you. How do I praise you? When others see ma'aritzim, when they see me surrender, and when they see me submit, and when they see me mafkir, that all I am and everything I have is in the service of you, that in itself is a high form of praise. That, says Rav Avraham ben Agra, is what ma'aritzim.